The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara says, Chilazon, the Chilazon fish, which was the fish that was used for Techeles, which we're going to explore today, Chilazon ze gufay doy miliyam. Its body color resembles the color of the ocean. Briyasai, and its sort of its shape that it has is doimel a dog, resembles a fish. Ve'oilel echad l'shivim shana, and it comes up once every 70 years. Uvidamai tsoivim techeles, and with its blood, we color the techeles strings. We mentioned that the techeles are the blue strings that are in the tzitzis, like the Torah says, it's a mitzvah to make techeles. Mitzvah to make strings out of tchelos. Exactly how many of the strings are tchelos were discussed already earlier at Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So, and therefore, this is the fish that was used to color the tchelos. And since it only comes out once every 7 years, lefikach, the dam of yekarim, therefore, it is a very expensive kind of ink that's used, and therefore it, buying tchelos is something that's expensive. Now, over the years, the method of making the tchelos, of preparing the tchelos, and what exactly was the tchelos, seems to have been forgotten. When exactly did the tchelos go unknown? When did it go forgotten? So, it's unclear exactly when, but it seems in the Gemara at the end of the Tkufa of the Amiraim, and even the Tkufa of the Rabbanan Saviraim, who lived after that, the Amiraim, notably in the case of Rav Achai, the Gemara refers to Rav Achai as having worn tchelos. Now Rav Achai was one of the Rabbanan Saviraim. The Gemara over here is referring to him as one of the people that wore tchelos. Therefore, it would seem that at that time they still had the tchelos and what the method that it was used. The Medrash Tanchuma, approximately 300 years later, writes that nowadays all we have is white threads because the source of the tchelos has been hidden from us. And the reason why it's hidden, the Ramban offers an explanation. It's possible because the government made decrees that prohibited common people from wearing the color of tchelos. Tchelos was reserved for the royal people, for the aristocracy. Therefore, it went forgotten by the common people. Other people say it was because of the persecutions during the time of the Muslims. So we forget, all the travels of Klal Yisrael went from galus to galus. The method of making the tchelos was forgotten. So, approximately at that time, what the tchelos was and the method of making it went lost. In the famous rediscovery of the tchelos in the opinion of the Radzina Rebbe. The Radzina Rebbe of Gershon Henoch Leiner, who was known for the Sefer Sidrei Tyrus, which a phenomenal Sefer where he collects Gemaras from all over and he organizes on Seder Tyrus. So the Radzina Rebbe writes that in 1887 he got an intuition to start putting all his efforts into trying to research the tchelos. He wrote one sefer, and then he went to Naples and Italy and spent time at the aquarium there. He wrote letters to all the marine biologists to try to find exactly what the fish was. Till he, based on his own research, even none of the biologists was able to help him out. In his own research, he concluded that the cuttlefish, which is a squid-like kind of fish, and which it excretes a black ink, a black dye when it's in danger, that refers to the description of the chilazon here in the Gemara, with some slight modifications. And therefore, based on that, the Radziner brought back a large quantity of this ink back to Poland, and through various chemical processes was able to successfully turn the ink from black to blue. Based on that, he was mefarsim in another sefer that he rediscovered the tchelos. Approximately 15,000 people began wearing this tchelos. Many Breslov Hasidim did so as well, because based on something that the Nachum Breslov said, that in the year 1888, there's going to be a haschal of the Geula, And this was the only notable thing that was connected to Geula, which the Svarim say is a harbinger of the Geula coming. Therefore, it was the Tchelos was accepted by the Bresla Chassidim. Even though thousands of people began wearing it, many more did not. And the Radina Rebbe was very taken aback that many Gedolim did not comment about it at all, not neither in support or against. And he questioned the silence of these Gedolim, and he wrote letters back and forth. Apparently there were a few Gedolim that wore it privately. The Marsham wore it, and many others. Generally speaking, the Rav of the Gedolim Yisrael and the Rav of Klal Yisrael did not accept it completely. So, therefore, and especially during World War II, a lot of the method how it was done was lost, and therefore, it little by little, it dwindled as far as the Radina Tchelos goes. Recently, there was a renewed interest in this. I'm quoting most of this information from an article that I have from a few years ago, put out by Halacha Brura, and was reviewed by Rav Shlomo Miller. And it says a few years ago, they started to revisit the Shiloh of Tchelos, and notably Rav Herzog wrote a little bit about this, and he is in possession of a letter from the Radina Rebbe exactly how he turned the black color into blue. And one of the questions that the Rav Herzog wrote is that, one of the problems actually with the Mahalif of the Radina Tchelos was that you could use the chemical process to turn anything into blue. It wasn't specifically the black ink of the chilazon that turned blue. It was the chemical process that made it turn blue. And therefore, since the chemical process they used certain chemicals which make the color blue, therefore it cannot be proven from here that this cuttlefish was actually the chilazon. Now the Gemara, as we mentioned before, wrote pretty clearly what exactly the anatomy of the chilazon is. The Gemara writes that the color has to be similar to the color of the sea, the anatomy has to be similar to a fish, and has to come out once in 70 years, and furthermore, it is very rare. Since it is very rare, the tchelos is so expensive. These are the criteria that we have to look at when we're judging what exactly is the chilazon fish. Now, the Medrash implies that the chilazon also has a shell that grows with it. Some people bring a raya from there that the chilazon is actually a type of snail. The chilazon is a type of snail. Now, this fits well with the way Rashi explains that Rashi usually refers to it being similar to a fish, but in one place he describes it as a worm. So since Rashi in different places describes it as different things, a snail would actually fit both descriptions. Now, alternatively, the Medrash could actually refer to an inner shell, which the cuttlefish does not have bones, rather it has like a cartilage kind of shell. And for that reason, the cuttlefish would fit more into this description. But as far as snails go, there were two notable other shitas as what exactly chilazon was. Rav Herzog's opinion was that the Jansena snail, that the shell, who has a shell that's a violet color, may have been what the Gemara referred to when it as a chilazon. However, recently people have come out based on different research, this can't be what it is, because even though it does secrete a blue liquid, the dye cannot be used to color cloth, because after a few minutes it turns brown. And also it does not remain on the cloth. It's not steadfast, it doesn't remain on the cloth. Therefore it's not practical to use for that. Another snail which seems to become very popular recently is the murex. The murex snail, according to an organization, Eretz Yisrael, recently, is the lost chilazon. And in fact, this organization now sells these blue strings as tchelos on tzitzis. And the belief that that snail is the chilazon comes primarily from the location where they discovered the snail. Why? Because Chazal mentioned that there were fishermen who used to hunt the snail in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And over there, there's a certain color of purple that the noblemen used to use, which is actually pretty expensive. And archaeologically, they discovered thousands of broken Murex snail shells over there, and they were all broken open by the location where the gland that has this color dye in it. So it is very clear that this snail was used to color clothing. It's very clear it was used to color clothing. So therefore, it would be considered the chilazon according to this opinion. Now, the questions on this opinion, and Rav Herzog asked this question as well, is that the Gemara that we just learned says that the color of the chilazon resembles the sea. But the problem is that this murex fish is not the color of blue or green. It's brown. And second of all, it doesn't produce a blue dye. It produces a purple dye. So there's different ways to try to answer this. Some people say that it's the color of the seabed, it's the seabed color that's brown, but naturally, in its natural habitat, it's a blue-green color because of the algae that's attached to it. It's difficult to also explain exactly how the translation of the word gufay, the second criteria the Gemara says that the gufay resembles a fish, it's difficult simply because what is the goof of the fish that we're referring to over here? You can't see it. All you see is the shell. What would have been more descriptive would be to describe the outside of the shell. So based on this, so some people will disagree that the murex is not considered a tchelos fish. There are many other rayas lakan lakan, different discussions in the Paiskim. Recently I heard from a chaver of mine, Shuli Barkin, the son of Moshe Reuven Barkin, who I was left to learn with the Chavrusa at the end of his life in Cleveland, and he had a whole conscience about this Indian, and I recall that he pointed out that there was a certain Russian color that was called, a Roman color that they used in the time of the Romans, it was called purpura, and purpura was referred to also as a color of tchelos in different writings, and also came from this creature, the sea creature that we discussed, and therefore that would be a proof to this color. And he also demonstrated the method of how exactly the color turns into tchelos. So, as we mentioned, based on this article in Halacha Brura that Rav Shlomo Miller reviewed, there are different opinions lakan or lakan, and as always goes is. It's difficult to find an opinion that everyone agrees with, and there's no disagreement about it. So therefore, it has been basically gone down that because of that, many people feel that they don't want to get involved in the Shiloh of the Tchelos because none of them have a foolproof raya that they feel is irrefutable that everyone accepted subsequently. Again, if a person would like to do more research on it, like I mentioned before, the Halacha Brura articles and also Shuli Barkin from Lakewood has a few contrasts on a beautiful work on this Indian. Just wanted to mention something very interesting from the Gra. The Gra in Mishlei writes that the Klal Yisrael is referred to in the Torah as Am Kshei Oirif, as a stubborn nation. So we interpret this to mean a chasar, that something, you know, it's bad that we're a stubborn nation. That would be the, on a surface level, reading the pasuk, it would seem to indicate that Klal Yisrael has a problem that they're stubborn. The Gra in Mishlei, in a beautiful description of what it means, Am Kshei Oirif, he turns the tables and he says, no, it's actually a milah. Why is it a milah? He says like this. He says, because Klal Yisrael does not accept any change. Klal Yisrael does not want to accept any change from what it was previously. However, when Klal Yisrael finally feels ready to accept the change, then the change will last. And he brings a mashal from a piece of metal. It's very hard to make a hole in a piece of metal. A piece of metal, you have to keep on drilling and drilling. It's very difficult. But once the hole is there, it won't close up again. If a person takes a shovel and digs a hole in the sand, after a while, the sand is going to close up the hole again. But Am Kshei Oirif, Klal Yisrael, we don't accept change easily. So therefore, that's a mile in a certain way, that we don't accept a certain change. If it will come to time that all the Gedolim will assume that we've discovered the Tchelos, we'll decide that we finally discovered the Tchelos, like the Medrash Tanchuma says that this is going to be one of the ways to know that the Geula is coming. So then, it will finally penetrate the piece of metal, and then it will stay, because then it will be something that Klal Yisrael will fully accept on themselves.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.